And a flag on the play. Looks like this is going to go against the Lakers. We'll go to the microphone, see what the official has to say.
Holding on the offense, 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. Repeat first down.
Well, Lakers are the second best defense for the Hatchets tonight so far.
Yeah, they get in these good spots and they just keep going backwards.
Hey, get the ball back. Let's go.
That line's got to get it together.
Yeah, they had to find out something and quick here.
I think maybe I'd even call a timeout at this point if I was Coach Verberg and say, all right, guys, come here. Come to the sideline.
Absolutely.
Let's get it together. Who's not in the game tonight? If you're not here to play, let's bring the next guy up.
Yes.
So we've got a first and 25
for the Lakers.
Now back into their – they penalized themselves back into Laker territory.
And they get up the middle for a good chunk there.
Still on his feet. Nice run by Ethan Wisner. Man. Breaking tackles. He took it from just the other side of the 50.
Great play there by Wisner.
About a 17-yard pickup on the carry.
And we have –
Mike
Chandler
Messing.
Katie there on the tackle along with Messing.
Katie, Micah Gordon. Well, it took all of them to get him.
Yeah,
Wisner.
He was rumbling and bumbling there.
Now, Wisner's having that kid can carry the ball. He's a freshman.
Yes, he is.
Freshman.
And he can run that ball, absolutely.
And built like a tank.
Yes.
All right, here we go with the Lakers. Now we're back into some action they can work with. Second down and 10.
Off the middle. And gets blasted there. We got about 27 there, do we have?
Well, interesting on that one. It wasn't just a handoff by Sears, the quarterback. This time he handed and led the block like a fullback.
We have Chandler Katie again there on that tackle. He has been very active so far this series. Now we're looking at a third and four. Very manageable third and four for the Lakers. Under 5 minutes to go here, 8-8 score in this late in this third quarter.
Hatch's defensive line is going to stay with a five-man front. Sears under center. Hand off again, same play.
Breaking tackles, rolling along.
Man, the baby bowl. Baby bull Ethan Wisner, hand off the right side, tackled by Toby McPhee.
Toby McPhee again on that tackle.
And enough for a Laker first down.
Rolling here close to 4.5 minutes to go here in this third.
Steven, straight dive.
That is about what is, so far the second half, that is what's working.
Yeah,
and they're going to keep going to it.
The crosses aren't working.
They're going to keep going to that.
I wouldn't be surprised if we see Ethan Wisner off behind the right guard.
Yep.
First and 10 for the Lakers into Bad Axe territory on their 24-yard line.
QB keep out to the left side, breaks the tackle, keeps going.
Nice move.
Sears on
the
keeper.
Sears with the carry for the Lakers.
Chandler Katie again on that
Chandler
tackle.
Chandler Katie, Jack Fisher, all both in on the tackle for the Hatchets. Good carry, pickup of about 6. That'll bring up a second down and 4 for the Lakers.
Coming up on 4 to go here in this third quarter.
Well, Coach Verberg is working that side. Both look at Dirk and Sir.
Yes, they are both.
Verberg.
Yes.
I think they've got more yards than the running backs tonight. They're both usually right at about the hash mark.
Yes.
So here we go. The play's brought into the huddle of the Lakers. Lakers break. And you know what? Now we're seeing the Lakers at least jog to the line. First half, walk to the line.
Right.
Second half, jog to the line.
Absolutely. You have two wide out to the right. Roll out to the right by Sears.
He's going
to keep tuck it and run. He's gone. Breaks a tackle.
Breaks a couple tackles there, and a nice carry. And that should be enough for a Laker first down by Sears and the keeper. There's another one. Yeah. Sears could have rolled out. He had a receiver about 5 yards downfield on that right side, but he kept it.
Absolutely.
Good for him.
Absolutely, yep. And we see Toby McPhee. He's very active so far this drive, and he's keeping the Bad Axe defense up right now.
He's such a big kid.
He
Look
is.
At that. And I'll tell you what, I know he's been hitting the weight room hard, working on everything about football, athletics, his diet. He is headstrong into this.
He is big, and he can move,
he
too.
He can move.
He is fast.
College coaches.
Absolutely.
Snap, and Sears under center. Hands off the right side.
Up the middle here. Kretschmer, the carry. We have McPhee again with that tackle.
But Kretschmer lining up a little bit different, lining up now behind quarterback instead of off to the left shoulder of the quarterback. And you know, sometimes, Stephen, as a running back, you know, it was nice to have maybe 2 or 3 yards to get a running start.
Yes, yep, absolutely.
It gives you a little more momentum. If your lineman can at least stand that defensive lineman up from a crouch position, if you can hit him as a running fullback or running halfback.
Yes, yeah, getting that momentum is huge.
Yeah, and as big as these running backs for the Lakers are.
Correct, yep.
Look, there's Wisner again on the right side.
We have a host of Bad Axe players bringing them down.
Oh, we're looking at
a fumble here.
They're calling for a fumble, but
wait,
we'll see.
The call.
His forward progress was started, not stopped.
Oh, and we have
forward progress was stopped.
Yep, and Lakers holds on to that ball.
And the whistle was blown, so I think that's what it was on that one. We couldn't quite see, but hatchets were signaling that they had stripped the ball out of Wisner's hands. But there was no forward motion. The whistle was blown, and I believe that's what happened. He said, whistle's blown. I'm going to let go of the ball.
Under 2 to go here. 8-8 score still here in this third quarter. We have 3rd and 4 for the Lakers.
Lakers are knocking on the door.
Bryce Sears comes up under center, a tight formation.
3rd and goal.
We have a looks like we have to Garrett Bowles here.
Reverse handoff, but good goal line stance there by
the
hatchets.
We have a crew. We have Cody Bailey in there, along on that tackle.
Yep. Chandler Cady, number 17.
We have a slew of hatchets on that
Chandler
tackle.
Chandler Cady is quick.
Yes,
man.
He is. He can move. And approaching 1 minute to go, we're gonna have a 4th and 4 here for the Lakers.
And that 4th and 4 is on the 4-yard line.
Yeah, we're on the 4-yard line.
Yeah. Coach Verberg is really, again, working the sideline, making sure those guys got everybody's attention.
Yes.
And I think he's probably saying, listen to the snap count.
Oh, yes.
We don't need any penalties.
Well, we have 2 wide out to the right here for the Lakers, 1 in the backfield. Sears rolls out to the right. He's going. He has to retreat back to the left side. He lets that ball go. And the
pass
ball
is complete.
Caught.
Oh, he was scrambling. Sears was on the run back there. Rolled out to the right side. Had a couple Bad Axe defenders. I can't believe he got away, but he spun away from both of them.
We have Dalton Horetsky on that touchdown catch there for the Lakers.
So after rolling all the way to the right sideline, then back, but if he would have got tackled, it would have been a loss of about 15 yards. And he rolled back, got about to the right hash side hash mark, and flung it all the way across over top of both lines to Dalton Horetsky, standing there by himself about mid-end zone.
And that is, as we talked about earlier, that is one of those things that Sears can do. Sears can keep plays live with his feet like the best of them, and he got that ball out.
So the point after attempt, Kretschmer in
motion. Out to the right side, back over
to JT Warren,
and we
are
walking in for the two-point conversion.
So right into the hands of JT Warren on the goal line for the point after. There wasn't a soul on him.
No, that was a good play call there.
As the Lakers pick up a touchdown plus, the score 8-14. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back to get some more Laker hatchet action.
Well, Howard, it looks like great gridiron weather for the football game, and the home team looks like they're in great condition.
They do, Hank, and the quarterback looks like he's got a good handle on the football tonight. Wait, it looks like he's taking the ball all the way in. He scores!
Speaking of scoring, did you see the Bayport State Bank offers free regular and business checking? No monthly or annual fees, no per-check charge.
Really? That sounds like a great play, but what about maintaining a minimum balance?
No minimum balance, no monthly or annual fees, no per-checking charge, free notary service, internet and telephone banking, and great customer service. It's a touchdown every time.
Well, Hank, it sounds like Bayport State Bank is taking the ball and running with it.
Open your checking today at Bayport State Bank with no monthly or annual fees, no per check charge, and no daily minimum balance. Minimum opening deposit is required. Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Bad Axe Field. We're ready to kick off here as the Lakers just scored with 35 seconds to go, and a big boot there by the Lakers, taking on the 5-yard line by number 17, Chandler Cady.
Breaks a tackle. Lowers a shoulder.
Oh, boy.
That's the way to finish the run right there.
Nice carry there by number 17, Chandler Cady. He was going to get every inch out of that carry he could. Well, he broke one tackle, picked up about another 6 yards on that one.
I do. If he rolled over, number 17, Mason Williams, making that tackle for the Lakers.
Well, nice carry as Cady took it from the 5-yard line to give the hatchets some good field position.